Hey guys, before we jump in, I want to invite you to follow me on socials. You can follow me on Twitter at WhatIWillSayPod, on Instagram at WhatIWillSay, also on TikTok at WhatIWillSay, and of course, WhatIWillSay.tumblr.com will take you to my blog where you can keep up with my day-to-day pop culture takes. If you want to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. Just search WhatIWillSay to access hours upon hours of bonus content, our secret community Discord, and so much more. Or if the Patreon's not for you, you can give us a 5-star rating and a good review, or even just tell a friend about the show. All of those things help us out a lot. Thanks guys, enjoy the show. Before we start, I actually had a good question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you do if you had a sibling with like a really common name and then like people you were trying to date had that name too? Wouldn't that suck?
I feel like I know people who have that, like, what do you call it? Like circumstance. And it's not
misfortune.
That weird. Yeah. Right.
Oh, that sounds pretty awful. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But my sister's name is kind of,
although,
you know,
yeah, your sister's name is not one that you would like normally meet common. A lot of people. Yeah,
right. So I only associate that name with her.
I think it might be one of those things, and like, I don't know, I'm an only child, so I don't even have a sibling. But like, I kind of feel like if it's a name that's so common, you don't think it's weird anymore because you don't just associate it with them. If that makes sense. Like, say you're like brother's name's Jake or something, you meet so many Jakes or like Mikes or
like
John's. Caitlin or like whatever, like in your life, that it's like
Elizabeth's,
that's like, I feel like you might be like desensitized to it. But if it's even a little bit unique, it's weird.
If you had a unique sibling name and then you did happen to find somebody, you like matched with someone on Tinder and they were like a dream girl, but then they had your sister's name. That would be horrible. You'd have to come up with a different name, I think. You have to call them a nickname.
Yeah, I feel like it would be better to give them a nickname. Although a lot of people have nicknames for their siblings, I feel. So, like, you might not even call your sibling by their name. But, yeah, I kind of agree. I always thought about that, like, if it was someone in my, like, if I met someone who had the same name as someone in my family, like, how weird I think it would be.
Yeah.
And I'm really not sure, but, like, I feel like I would kind of want to give them a nickname or something where it would be a bit less weird. But everyone I've dated except for, like, anyone I've seriously been in a relationship with has had a unique name. Like, I've never met, like, not never, but it's not common for me to meet people who have those names because they're not super common.
I don't know. I've, like, run the gambit, I guess. But, like, I met somebody, I went out with a girl a few times who, like, her first girlfriend had her name. And she was, like, traumatized.
Oh, yeah, that would be so,
she was like, it really
weird.
Sucked. She was like, it was so, it was, like, she was kind of fucked up about it. It felt like. Like, it upset her to even think that, maybe she was just still hung up on the girl. I don't know.
Maybe. I was like, was it that deep? Like.
Yeah, it was. I mean, like, she was, like, fucked up about it.
I think it wouldn't be weird if you're casually dating someone. But if you're, like, in a serious relationship with someone with the same name as you, that would be weird. Although, there's two lesbians on YouTube who have that big
Rose
channel.
And Rosie.
Yeah, their names are both Rose. Like, that's kind of weird. I mean, Rosie and Rose are a bit different, but, like, it's pretty much the same name.
Yeah, but then they have such different vibes. I can't ever see it being weird for them. They're just, like, I don't know. And one does go by Rosie, so.
Yeah,
I
it's
think
still
always
kind of weird, though. Yeah,
yeah, a bit. But it's good for branding.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's good for their brand. Anyway, welcome back, guys, to the pod. This is Cam, and I'm here with Kara. Hi, Kara.
Hello, hello.
And we got this recommended on the blog a minute ago, and I thought it was a really good idea. It was sort of like, tell Taylor everything she's going to hell for, kind of like, Taylor, if you're listening, kind of vibe. So we're just going to talk and I think maybe kind of come up with a ranking system for like iconic non-ship. I think one or two of these kind of tie back into a ship, but mostly non-ship related Gaylor moments. And we need to talk about a ranking system. I feel like we should do scale of 1 to 5, unless you're going to do that thing where you're like, I'm going to give it a 3.5, because then that should just be a 7. So we could do 1 to 10 if you're going to do that, but.
I'm much more of a fan of the scale of 1 to 5, but I will do my
it's on your five. If you're on fives, we'll do fives. If you're on fives,
I'm on fives.
Let's do 1 to 5. And then I feel like it should be like a mix of like how angry it makes us, how unhinged it is, and how gay it is. Kind of blend those three qualities, because I feel like those all go together anyway. Those are all like directly related. and just go down the list of like gay, kind of gay, gayish, gay stuff she's done in her career. And what I noticed when I was making this list of like notes is like it gets worse. Like early, it's like, oh, yeah. It's kind of normal. Anyone could do that. You know, it's not that big a deal. Late as it gets down the line, it's like, oh, you belong in jail in hell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to rank them on scale 1 to 5, kind of talk about them, how, you know, the history around them. Like, so the first thing kind of early in her career that we have is that she includes a very gay coded boy in the Mean music video. If you watch music video, there's a boy, he has a little bow tie on and a purple, you know, purple's a very gay color, a purple sweater on, and he's holding a fashion magazine and he's crossing his legs and, you know,
basically he's Kurt Hummel.
He's Kurt Hummel coded.
Yes.
I'm going to give this like a 1. Like this is nothing. Like this is just proving she's not a complete homophobe.
Right? Yeah, that's like a 0. Totally fine.
I mean, it's gay, but it doesn't reflect on her at all. It just shows, I mean, any ally could do that. Any gay person could do that, but any ally could do that. And it was just like, oh, like a little splash of representation. Like Mean is a song about bullies and, you know, but I'm going to get out of this town. And that's like such a gay theme too. It's like, I'm going to grow up, get out of here, get out of this small one horse town. And I'm going to make something of myself. That's like, you know, I feel like that shows up in like the gay dream of when, you know,
yeah.
But it doesn't mean Taylor's gay. And it's actually kind of nice. You know, it's a country song and she did that. So like, I mean, that doesn't make me mad. Yeah. So is 0 our floor or is 1 our floor?
0, I guess.
Okay. Then I mean, I would say like 0, I mean, 0.5, just because she's acknowledging gay people exist.
Yes. Yeah.
The next one is the lyric girls and girls and boys, and not just
it's
that.
Actually boys and boys and girls and girls.
Okay. Well, the lyric boys and boys and girls, not just that though, because that's kind of, that could slide by and just blip. But the how she talked about it on The View when they asked her about it. So they're like, oh, Taylor, you know,
is like pretty, like you can want who you want, like, okay, like why are you thinking about wanting girls, bitch? You gay or something?
True. I mean, we'll probably talk about this on our 1989 analysis episode, but it's such a good point.
Yeah,
there's worth repeating. The way that song is lined up, she's, you know, she sings about having a broken heart, she moves into her new apartment, drops her bags on apartment floors, and she takes her broken heart, she puts it in a drawer. So, like, she's has some fallout that she's talking about. But then, you know, in New York, it's okay.
Right.
Yes. You can want who you want, boys and boys and girls, as if that maybe correlates directly back to her broken heart, as though maybe her heart is broken because where she last was, it wasn't okay to want who you want. You know, it almost feels like it's like there's all this sort of personal anecdote about we moved into our empty apartment. We've got broken hearts, but it's okay in New York. And it's sort of personal for her.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say for someone who didn't seem to really give a shit about gay people at all, it's kind of interesting that that's like a lyric she chose to throw in there about something she was celebrating about moving to New York.
Yeah. And this is going to start the trend of one thing I think we should note is Taylor, like, doesn't comment on things that don't concern her. And it's almost kind of a problem, right? She really misses the mark on, you know, talking
everything.
About, yeah, I mean, just talking about different social justice causes, you know, the abuse of Black people in this country, hate crimes against Asians, you know, she's just silent. And then she just really puts her nose in LGBT business.
Yeah.
Now, she gives an interview and they said, like, oh, you know, is that, what is that? And she said, they were like, you're making such a crazy social statement, you know, oh my God, like, girls and girls together. Ew.
But
it's like how it all, you know, they're just sort of making a bigger deal of it than I ever even know. But whatever, it's The View. They can do that. So Taylor gives this weird excuse for writing it. And she doesn't say anything about like, yeah, I'm for gay people. Like, yeah, that's a great, one great thing about New York is it's cool to be gay there, like, all for that. I mean, she does kind of like say in a roundabout way, but in such a, it's very roundabout, and Taylor always gets awkward and fucking weird about talking about gay things and gay people. Even though she wants to do it all the time, she also is kind of miserable doing it. So she says that she was inspired to write that line because recently New York's Marriage Equality Act had been signed into law. Now, she wrote that song in spring of 2014, and New York's Marriage Equality Act was passed on June 24th, 2011. So, like, she's just talking out of her ass, and it's just, like, weird. Like, why lie about something? Like, I mean, it's possible, yeah, she had, like, an old magazine and picked it up and saw, like, hey, it happened from 3 years ago. But it does feel like she was looking for an excuse to say, like, oh, this thing that's not related to me inspired me, instead of saying, like, hey, personally, that's one of the things I love about the city. LGBT pride. Yeah, go guys. As a proud ally, you know?
Right. It's kind of funny because, like, I feel like, yeah, most people would just be like, oh, I was just celebrating how in New York, like, people are so much more accepting of, like, gay people or just, like, you know, being different or whatever, like, something simple like that. It's like, because marriage equality was passed there in 2011, right?
Right.
So
it's just like, why lie? Because she, I mean, I think she's lying. She has to be, because she says, like, it had recently happened. That's a lie. Because, I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of things, yeah, that's pretty recent. If you talk about, like, the billion year scale of the universe. But, like,
right?
I don't think she's on that scale, right? I think she meant, like, I think she was, like, right. It felt like she was scrambling and trying to disassociate herself with, like, gay pride or gay celebration. It's just weird. Scale of 1 to 5, I'm gonna give this like a 2. I mean, I want to give it a 2.5 because, like,
well, it doesn't make me angry, but it's like a 3.5 for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of frustrating though, because I mean, anger might not be the right word for it, but I'm just sort of I'm just like, Taylor, just, you don't have to lie about anything.
Yeah, like, yeah,
you know, it's just, but in terms of, like, how gay it is, like, lying is really gay, actually, because we're all always doing it.
So true.
Lying is gay culture, actually. But, you know, it's just, it's weird getting uncomfortable in those situations when she's literally, like, basically a professional public speaker in a way. Like, she's a performer. She's, like, been trained her whole life to entertain and deal with people and go back and forth with people. And actually, she's really great at it. She's great in interviews. She's great in fan encounters. The only time she falls apart is when people talk to her about gay shit. So it's just like, that's pretty gay too. I might make it a 3. Like, it's just weird, right? So, I don't know, you know. Next one we have on the list is the Riptide cover. Now, you requested this one. What's your take?
I did. I love it personally. Like, that's like such a good cover. I used to listen to it before I was even like really into her. I would listen to it on YouTube and be like, yeah, so good. That song, first of all, that song, like, there's this post on Tumblr, I think, that has like so many likes, and it said something like, what was it with every positive gay girl in that song in 2015?
Right.
And I was like, so true. I don't know what it is about that song. But yeah, I mean, she says, I want to see what it would sound like if a girl sang it and she doesn't change the pronouns, which, like, I mean, doesn't frustrate me or anything, but I'll give it like a 2.5, maybe.
Her chuckle makes me want to give it about a 3. It's just,
I mean, if you add the context in, we're not supposed to be doing that because we're not talking about shit.
I mean, well, throw the context. Hey, it's our podcast. Throw the context
true.
In.
Well, we don't know what the connection is, but, like, Diana did tweet about that song, and she did play Michelle Pfeiffer's daughter in a movie while they were, you know, possibly together, or at least friends, you know. And Taylor did go out there to Paris, I'm pretty sure, right, at some point while she was out there.
Yes.
And
damn, read the master post.
Shut up, I just want to make sure. And she probably met Michelle Pfeiffer. She's out there. No, I don't know. She might have.
Well, Michelle Pfeiffer's like a Swiftie now. She's like posting Instagram stories about Folklore and Evermore and shit. Right. And it's like, did Diana turn her onto it? Because she said, listening in the trailer
listening
about everything's
changed. Yeah.
So did she turn Michelle on, or did Taylor meet Michelle through Diana? And,
right.
You know.
And she does get a look on her face specifically during that part where she like smiles.
I would be remiss not to say the other side of it is that Kaylers think that Carly looks like Michelle Pfeiffer. So, and in some pictures she does. Both beautiful blonde women.
Yeah.
Not trying to take that away from them. However, I think Diana fits given my brain. So that's just where I'm at on that. You add in the context, like literally Taylor was heavily rumored to have dated a girl who played Michelle Pfeiffer's daughter. That's kind of insane too, right?
Yes.
It doesn't make me angry, but it does make me like, I am here to, here's what pisses me off about the Riptide. You can't tell what muse it's for, if it is for a Gaylor muse. I mean, she might have just liked the song, but like, you know, there's, because of the timing of it. She did it she should have sang the shit in 2013.
I don't think the song was out yet.
Well, that's just, you know,
no that pisses excuse. Me off. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think it was Gaylor.
Right. I don't necessarily have a take that matters on was it Gaylor or was it not. The point is like, you can't really be sure because Swiftgrind is broken up then, but I think there may be in a style era, which of course she sings about, like, we keep getting back together even though we're broken up. And we know, like, that year she was, like, going on to the Glee set, so it's hard to know, but she's up Carly's ass all year too.
Yeah, I mean, Diana also liked that song and tweeted about it.
Diana did tweet about the song, although it was 8 months before she covered it.
True, but, like, you know, she managed it for her. Yeah.
That's what frustrates me about that, is, like, it's kind of hard to tie it to a proper muse if you wanted to. Taking all ships is equal, which maybe for this episode we will. Next thing we have is the Kissgate likes. So the night of Kissgate, Taylor was on Tumblr liking a bunch of shit, including one, a picture of her and Carly, and it said, I can make the straight girls gay for a weekend. That's like the gayest one. There was another one that was like, she's all on Carly's ass, and she liked that too.
Yeah.
Just, it's like, Taylor, why?
One thing I'll say, I don't know if we want to like put this in here or not, because it's just me being me, but like, you never know if maybe she liked it before that comment was there, but then the person didn't notice it until after that other comment. Like, I don't know, but I think she probably did like it.
Wait, it's possible. That's a good note. This frustrates me because it is the context of all of Kissgate, which is then Kissgate goes and happens, and then a few hours later she's liking posts calling Kaylor shippers freaks, which, like,
yeah,
relatable, but like, it's I not mean, fair but it's not fair in that context, you know.
Yeah.
it's just like, Taylor, what do you want? Do you want them to think you're all in Carly's ass and you're gay for the weekend? Which, it just doesn't seem fair for her to be liking the shit that's, you know. Yeah, I get it, like, she could have meant it as a joke. I mean, you kind of think in some ways she would kind of have to not be too serious about it, or she'd be outing herself. But then if she's drunk and it just feels like her truth in that moment, who knows? But like, it's so unfair. Like, so all of this is like a four, including like the anger for me. Like,
oh yeah.
just the unhingedness. I don't know how gay this is or not, because in some ways it feels kind of straight girl baity. So like, I guess we do have to kind of pick apart, but in terms of like how much this annoys me, it's like a 4 or 4.5, because she's like baiting, and then you take the context of her being pissed at Kaylor's after all that went down, and it's like, girl, pick a lane, you know, leave the freaks on Tumblr alone, it's quit engaging with them so heavily, and you know, it's so immature.
Yeah. I think that is too, that like sort of confuses me about the whole Tumblr era, and this is early days, obviously I was absolutely not around, and neither were you. We're both like folklore era.
Oh no, I was out having life.
I knew you're so I was like, I knew you're gonna say you got here before folklore. I was like, okay, you know what I mean.
No, I got here around folklore.
I was gonna say, that's like the best way I can describe it. It was like last summer. I know you were there like a month before, but still.
Folklore era.
Yeah. So, like, we weren't around for this, but from what I've gathered, right, like, she followed Kaylor blogs, which is so strange, like, because if you have such a problem with it, I don't really know why you would, like, that, like, but at the same time, I just don't know why you would in the first place, if you're,
but
like,
then you have to, one thing, here's what I will say about all that, is,
yeah,
the historians of the Kaylor fandom, like, yeah, they might say, oh, she follows a Kaylor blog. Like, I know she followed Femtay, who was, like, a Kaylor blog, but then also a Taven blog. And also, her big thing is she makes GIFs, and she's really good at it. And I think she's under a new URL now, but...
I heard she didn't turn Taven until after Taylor followed her, but I don't know if that's true. Because like I
Well,
don't
sure.
trust Taylor's like
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
right.
did she follow Kaler blogs, or did she follow blogs that jokingly like some Kaler content? Like, she didn't follow TTB or Kaler Nation, you know,
Well,
like.
Fente was like a big Taylor.
I get,
And then she
yeah.
followed her and she turned into a Taven, apparently, is the story. Because she freaked out that Taylor followed her and she started being like, oh my God, never
I
mind,
mean,
that
I
is
feel like I
Taylor.
would do the same thing. Like, if she started following us, like, we'd be the biggest toe shippers, guys. Like, the
Oh
we'd enter a new era if Taylor started following. Like,
yeah.
but I don't, it's just hard to know. It's hard to know. It's
Right.
hard to know when things happened. It's hard because some of these things you do, it's hard to like get a receipt on when something happened necessarily. Like, there's all this idea that Diana unfollowed Taylor in summer of 2017 on Instagram, but it's like you can't get a receipt on an unfollow. It's not like there's a notification for that. So like, we just have to take people's word for it. So like, it's kind of like, it's hard
Right.
to know who's shipping what, who, what content is being posted, like who's a big Kaler, who's not. We have no idea. And like, I don't trust anybody that was around back then, because if they're still around, their brains are mush. So like,
Yeah,
you know what I
for
mean?
sure. I agree. But I do think from what I do know that Fente was for sure like a Kaler. Like, but I don't know quite how much she posted like about Taylor, but she absolutely was like she was like
Oh, I
friends with
know.
all of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, she was a major player in all of it.
So it is interesting that she would follow her,
Yeah.
but
I mean,
whatever.
should we back this out? Should we go sort of more bird's eye view? Being involved in Tumblr at all is pretty
So
big.
true.
You know?
Well, you know what's funny is like. This is not really important, but it's just kind of funny. Is I'm pretty sure her first post was like an Alice in Wonderland GIF or something.
Yeah.
It's just like
I've heard that.
LOL because she literally has like that song, which is like Diana's URL on Tumblr.
I mean, do we think Diana got her on Tumblr?
I feel like she absolutely would show her things on it, and that's not even like that. Oh my God, headcanon. I just mean like Diana was always on Tumblr, and so I
Right.
think she probably showed everyone, and they were friends. So yeah.
I th Taylor's Tumblr involvement at all is like simultaneously very gay, very frustrating, and just very annoying. I'm gonna give it like a the Kissgate lights specifically. I'm gonna throw like a four, four and a half. Just it's so blatant, and then the turnaround on it is so rude and awful and annoying.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. The next thing I have on the list is the Pride speeches and the celebration of Pride on the tour. Plus kind of a note about something that Taylor does. So I'm going to read a couple like quick excerpts, nothing too intense, but one thing she says during one of the speeches is, "It's very brave to be vulnerable about your feelings in any sense, in any situation, but it's even more brave to be honest about your feelings and who you love, and that you know that you might be met with adversity from society." That's one line that kind of stands out to me of this behavior that she has. The next one is, so the next thing I want to note is there's also another speech where a bit of the speech where she says, "And I want to send my love and respect out to everybody who, in their journey, in their life, hasn't yet felt comfortable enough to come out. And may you do that in your own time, and may we end up in a world where everyone can live and love equally, and no one has to be afraid to be vulnerable and say how they feel." Taylor does this thing where several times now she's made Pride Month, you know, she's taken a time out of her day to note closeted people. Now, of course, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Closeted people, you're still part of the community, you still get to celebrate Pride in any way that you know. But if Taylor's straight, it's kind of weird. Because like, I don't think
It is
straight people
because
don't
straight
think that.
they don't believe like people don't believe in it like closeted people they're just like oh
Right,
yeah
straight people are like, either everybody's straight or everybody's out as gay to me. They just because they just don't get it,
100% yeah
right? And some gay people are
right
like that too, actually,
no
but
they are absolutely they are for sure 100% that's the ones you see all the time who get like every celebrity straight you know what I mean because they're not out to me it's 100% that vibe which like is so specific, yes, because like this is something that I've heard people talk about quite a bit, and I've like really fully agree is that there was something around the time of the early 2010s when there started to be more representation where they made it a huge point to have like big coming out storylines and stuff on TV, and that
Yeah, I
sort of
think we've
trickled
talked about
into
that.
real. We have a bit, yeah. It trickled into real life where I think it did, because before that, I feel like being gay was very like kind of either hush hush or just like a little bit more like on the low. It wasn't really like as normalized, but once it did in the media, it trickled into real life too, where people had this expectation that you had to have a big, blatant,
Very special
explicit
episode.
coming out. Right.
You would have to
Okay.
have a very
Special.
special episode about coming out, and then you were out,
100%.
and it was you
Yeah.
had your episode, and then you were out, and everybody knew, and everybody but the one meanie accepted you, and then later the bully would come around too, and they probably were gay too, and like it was just also once you were out, you started representing yourself as very queer. If you were a boy, you would get more effeminate. If you were a girl, you'd be like butcher after that. Like that's what happened, like visually, like on television and movies and stuff. Like that
Right.
was what, so straight people, that was their only understanding, particularly like if they didn't know a lot of gay people, that was like kind of their only understanding. And now this idea that people might be closeted or even just like partially closeted. So like Taylor, for example, I don't think she's closeted to her parents, but she's closeted to you. You know, so it's just like they don't even understand that there's different levels of it, that it's kind of an ongoing process throughout your life that, you know, different people in your life come through and learn these things about you.
Right.
And it's not necessarily something you're going to do for everyone to see that's really clear to everyone, that's really obvious to everyone, that's understandable to you as a straight person who's never learned like the queer experience or never lived the
Right.
queer experience.
And what I do think is interesting about Taylor is she gets a lot of critique for being kind of either a bad ally or just like someone who doesn't really care about anything, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So for me, someone like that, which like she could be, right? Someone like that typically, or who writes, you need to calm down, typically has a very sort of basic understanding. And to me, the majority of the time, someone whose allyship is the way that hers appears to be would absolutely not be the type to think about closet people, would be very much the type who's thinking about these very out and proud gay men, pretty
Right. I mean,
much.
Taylor's allyship, if that's what it is very clumsy to say the best of it. Like,
Right. Because a lot of straight girls, straight white girls especially, who come out and like are like, I support gays, are talking about like
Kurt Hummel.
cis white men, right? Like they're not thinking about lesbians or bisexual or like trans people or non-binary people. Like they're talking about like the like Kurt Hummels, yes, or like just the very like out and proud gay men.
Queer eye
That's
guys, the
100%, yes. So I do think it's interesting that she always seems to take the time to like very explicitly acknowledge positive people
And
as
she
a
kind of did
like
this
shitty
recently.
ally. Yeah.
She did this recently when she was like, let me thank all the allies and remember it's okay to be closeted, basically, was kind of the gist of it. And it's just, again, Taylor does not make things her business if they don't affect her, it seems. And so she always takes time out for the closeted people. And it's just like, you know, the other thing is like her pride celebrations on rep were iconic. The dresses, you know, the different pride flag dresses, you know, that could be allyship. But when you tie it in with the speeches she was giving and this weird knee jerk, compulsion she always has to sort of, and also don't forget about the people who aren't out to you. Like, don't forget about those people who haven't, you know, haven't been there yet. Like, you're okay too. And it's just like, wow, it's so specific, Taylor. So specific.
Yeah.
And you would think if she's straight, we know she's a bit of a clumsy ally. How would she even know to call out that? Honestly, it's kind of nice because, like, yeah, closeted people a lot of the time probably don't really feel like pride is for them. Don't really feel, you know, a part of the celebration because they're not necessarily going to be able to go to the parade, right? They're not necessarily
Right.
going to be able to make posts to Instagram or social media or like wear, you know, their preferred labels, pride flag, if that's what they want to do. Like, so it is nice that someone like Taylor is like, by the way, this is for you too. But it's so delicate, which is the song that she's singing after the speech, but it's such a delicate touch. It's such a light touch, and it's such like a little, just a little sliver of like a, you know,
Yeah.
her appreciating that struggle. And it's just weird if she's straight. Nice,
Yeah.
but weird.
Right.
I don't have this written down, but maybe something else that slides in this ca category of Taylor being weird in this way and this clumsy sort of, if she's an ally, she's so clumsy, what's going on there, is how the interviewer that asked her about, you know, what's the deal, you and LGBT community, what's going on there? And they said it was like pulling teeth. Or no,
Yes.
they said it was like a root canal.
Right. And I do think this is, we've definitely talked about it before, but I just think it's like important to emphasize is that this is, of course, Auntie Gaylor's like favorite quote because it's always what they pulled. Otherwise, I don't think she's ever mentioned her sexuality at any point. And the thing is, like, to me, is sure, she says that, and I can completely understand interpreting that as like, oh, this is her saying she's not LGBT, because like, fair enough. However, the fact that they use that as a win is kind of weird because to me, if you read the whole interview, I take that sort of, I wouldn't say I'm offended by it, but to me, it's like, oh, yikes, she's like using gay imagery and like, I support the gay people, blah, 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 as her, like part of her imagery for Lover Era. Like, that was a very integral part of her marketing for Lover Era. And then when someone gives her the chance to talk about it and maybe advocate for the community or like, you know, say something to give a platform to people who like trans women, for example, who like clearly face a lot of struggles like in the US, like, or like even just anyone that like she could give that kind of voice to her, be like, yeah, I do want to talk about this. This is why I'm really excited. Instead, the interviewer is like, oh, it's basically like a root canal. So to me, it's kind of like, oh, so you're happy to use this as like something to benefit you and make you look good, but then when it comes down to like someone asking you about it, you're kind of like, oh, I actually don't want to talk about this. That's how it
Right.
reads to me.
It reminds me of her being so awkward when The View asked her about Girls and Girls. Like, it's just like, oh, you're not kind of amped to, like, you're having a moment here where this is uncomfortable for you. Like, you're not kind of amped to, hey, just so everyone's clear, I love the gays. Like, I'm such a proud ally. And it's just like,
Right.
why is it so hard to say, like, as a proud ally, I am here for my gay friends and fans and family members, if she, you know, like, how hard are the words as a proud ally to say, Taylor? It's just.
Right, because that's right. That's why I don't really understand why they use it as if it's like a huge win. Because, like, in my
So
opinion, if
dumb.
you're going to use it as, if you're going to use gay pride as a marketing tactic, you should also be out there having those hard conversations and using your massive platform. I mean, I'm not saying she didn't at all. She did talk about the Equality Act and stuff like that. So, like, fair
Raise a
enough, she
bunch of
did do that.
money for GLAAD
But
and, like,
yeah, so it's not like, oh, she did nothing. But still, like, if someone's asking you about it and you have the opportunity to be like, blah, 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 blah. This is like what I feel, and you should go do this, and you can do this, and blah, blah, blah. And this is like an issue that people want me to talk about. Instead, it's like, oh, it was like a root canal. It's kind of like, oh, that's kind of mean. That's kind of harsh. It was like a root canal for you, Taylor, to talk about this, you know?
So, like, all of that doesn't really make me mad. It makes me feel bad for her, but it is like a 3.5 gayness, like, just sort of weird gayness, all of that put together for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not it's not exactly unhinged, but it certainly is feels it's so weird. It's so awkward.
Oh, there was also something on Rep Tour. She said something about how every night was pretty gay or something, like on Rep Tour. Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know what the exact quote is, though.
I don't. I've never heard this. Enlighten me.
Oh, really? It was someone, I don't know who said something like, oh, it's pretty gay tonight or something, because it was like Pride. I think it was one of the times that she was like either gave a Pride speech or was like wearing like the imagery or something. And she said, yeah, it's pretty gay every night or something.
I'm guessing that's not on tape anywhere. The fan report, maybe.
I think it was I think it was a fan report, but it wasn't a Gaylor. It was like a Swiftie, I'm pretty sure.
Damn, I've never
You'd have
heard
to ask
that.
Nat. She probably, I think she might know.
I will. You know what happened to her? Her
What?
phone is completely busted now. It's been broken, but now it's like done. She
Oh,
broke
right.
or lost her laptop charger. She is sitting there posting to Tumblr. She can't get on Discord because she's sitting there posting to Tumblr from her iPod Touch. And Discord is too new of an app to go on the iPod Touch. So she messaged me on
iPod
Tumblr this morning and was like, "Hey, babe, can't talk to you on Discord. The app won't load on the touch." Like, and I was like, "You
Touch.
idiot." She was like,
I love how her fucking laptop charger is broken,
"Well,
her
I
phone is
love that
broken. She's like, but I must.
she went and got the replacement vibrator charger." But
Well,
she's.
I love that she's like, I will use my iPod Touch to keep talking about Taylor and Joe on Tumblr. Like,
She cannot be stopped.
it's so funny.
Anyway, guys, go over to Buyside.hu and send some love to Rep and let her
Yeah.
know we're thinking about her in her journey to get. She got a new vibrator charger, but she can't go get the
Not the
phone
new
fixed.
laptop.
Not the new laptop
Priorities.
charger. And she's like, I've got my iPod Touch, I can blog about toe, and I've got my vibrator. All I need
All
in
you
this
need
world.
is the
I
other
don't need to check my
essential.
email. I don't need to get on Discord and talk to Cam about our plans. No, I'm good to go.
That's so funny.
Anyway, that's an update on what's going on with Rep. So another moment on Rep Tour that's kind of gay is that she dedicated dress to the lesbian out and proud lesbian Louie Fuller, who was a lesbian artist and did all this stuff. She was a dancer. She did all this stuff for gay rights, or no, sorry, she did all this stuff for like artist rights and stuff. And Taylor dedicated every performance of dress to her, which that's awesome. Yay.
Dress is a weird choice.
Dress is a weird choice,
It's a
bro.
sexual song.
It
Like,
is.
that's kind of weird.
It's, I don't really know what to make of that, but she did it, and I'm gonna give it a hard two, soft three,
Yeah.
three, maybe a medium three. I don't even have much to say about that. It's just like Taylor, you know?
Yeah.
What's going on there, babe? So, yeah, I don't really have any further comment on that. Oh
Me neither.
God. Next one drives me insane.
Oh,
It's and
what is it?
it is the gayest, straightest thing she's ever done, which is the You Need Music. Specifically her bi pride wig, her pan pride pool pose. She lets the protesters protest her alongside all the out queer people. And everybody else in the trailer park is openly gay. Yes, even Katy Perry is gay, just so you guys know. We need to do an episode on that one of these days, but she's pretty
Yes,
much
we
out.
will.
She is so, but and also sticks Ryan Reynolds, who, as far as we know, is straight outside of the park. So
Yes.
there's a delineation, a differentiation, different whatever. She makes a point to say, you know, gays in the
Yeah.
park, and she is in the park. So this is like a five for me. It drives me crazy. The thing I the like the tuft of green hair in the wig that seems to say maybe it's not. The fact that Todrick liked a comment on Instagram that said Taylor basically just came out as bi.
See, to me, I don't think it's actually green. I think it's
I think it's
the
the
color
lighting.
of her hair and the lighting. Because I think
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But typically, your roots are lighter than the rest of your hair. Is that true, or am I wrong? Is it backwards? But I just think it's the lighting or the way that the hair dye went on. I don't. I mean, because I'm not. I'm sorry, but like,
Is it not a
what the
wig?
fuck? No, it's her hair.
Oh, okay.
I don't
That's
know
even
if it's a
gayer.
wig. It's definitely her
And she was
hair.
like, oh,
It
let me put this in my hair. It's not even a wig. She's like, no, I'm going to make this a part of me. That's even gayer.
Yeah, I don't think it's a wig. I
Dyeing your
mean,
hair is gay culture, too, by the way.
but to me, like, what, like, why would you choose four random as a color? That's just kind of weird. Like, why would you put green
Well,
on
no,
it either
but she
way?
represents all the different pride flags throughout the music video. Like it's very obvious. You have rainbow, lesbian, like gay men, and then the pan flag is with her, and the bi flag is with her, and it's not represented anywhere else in the music video. And she has the trans flag as well.
See,
So,
I'm sort of 50-50. I really think she's purposely putting the flags in there. I'm sorry. I know it's
yes,
controversial.
that is so that is no, they are in there.
Maybe.
Oh my God. Well. Everything else, though, she lets herself be protested. Well, that's the other thing. The fact that we even have to like say, are the pride flags in there or not? That's infuriating. Why not just
Right.
have the pride flag? Like, or why not say, like, did you guys see? I hit all the pride flags. you know, show pride for LGBT community. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
that's even more annoying that it's not even clear mm-hmm. that you and I can't even agree if they're the pride flags or not.
Right.
Like, I'm, you know, this is right. like a five for me. I hate this music video. Remember,
when we,
when we used to get on Crackle and we would watch it like once every few days?
Yeah.
But then like, we'd always be like, oh, I hate this song. Era. We'd be like, I hate this song. But then like the bass would drop in. And we'd be like vibing and like dancing. God, I just I hate the fucking Daisy. I hate that she's got lesbian Carly Kloss in there. That doesn't make any sense. I hate all of it. It's a five for super gay, but also straight, but annoying as fuck. It's unhinged and it's just, it drives me insane. I hate it.
Because it's either so tone deaf or it's like gay. Like it's hard to say because I can completely understand both arguments. And because it's like, on one hand, I can see her being the way she is, being like, yeah, well, me getting hate is the same thing. But at the same time, it's
eating
like,
about snake hate is same as homophobia.
Right. But at the same time, it's like, if it were like featuring multiple different sort of scenarios in the music video, I would be more like, okay. But it's like, she specifically chooses the gay part because like everyone in it's gay, right? So it's like, that's the whole thing, like the protesting and blah, blah, blah. And then, so like her even being in it, it's kind of like, girl, you could have just let them lip sync and like just not been in it. Like, people have done that before in music videos. Like, I mean, you see music videos where there's a whole ass plot that the person's not even involved in. Who's singing, so you can obviously work around it. So in my opinion, like, if she straight and was like, oh, I want to make a video to support gay people, which is like, thank you, right,
I
fine,
will make myself the center of it.
You shouldn't be the center of it, right?
Right. She could have been outside, like,
right,
you know, singing, yeah, like, or she, you know, it didn't have to be.
Or you could have spiced it up with, like, them and then also her doing something else or, like, whatever, or just not been in it and let them lip sync to it, or whatever. Yeah. Or yeah, add a shirt that's like ally.
Let's add in to this also the rumor about how Katie and her were gonna kiss and how that maybe ended up stopping her from coming out. Go listen to the episode about the Lover Era. I think it's called, like, I swear, you know, I bet money she was gonna come out during the Lover Era. It's like a few episodes back from here. But if you haven't heard that, but like, let's add that in to how infuriating all of this is. All of the lore around it, all of this idea she and Katie were going to kiss, and then people on Tumblr had backlash to her, and that stopped her. It was so bitter and tough for her to deal with all that commentary. It stopped her from coming out.
Right.
This is a 10 for me. This is just the most... I hate it.
Yeah, because the thing with the rumor of her and Katie that they were going to kiss, correct me if I'm wrong, it was on a random podcast, like completely unrelated to Baylor. I'm pretty sure even unrelated to pop culture. Someone came on as a guest to this lady's podcast and was like, my friend was on the set and told me this happened.
Yeah, she said, oh, you know the new thing now? Taylor and,
right,
and Taylor's dressed as French fries, Katie's dressed as a burger, whatever, and they're going to kiss.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Then it goes to Twitter. Then it goes to Tumblr. Taylor responds to it on Tumblr and says, no, that's false. And then
right,
Katie
so
is in the music video.
To me, I do believe that rumor because, one, it's unrelated to Swifties or Taylors, right? But two, because I don't think someone would lie on a public platform when the music video is going to come out and then you're going to be proven wrong. You know what I mean? So it's not something that's like, oh, I heard this rumor that Taylor dated this person, because you can never prove or disprove that. But if it's like, oh, this is going to happen in her music video, which is being released in a couple weeks, then like, you're going to see it and it's going to not be true. So like, why would someone lie about that? You know what I mean? Like, because you're just going to be proven wrong.
Right.
So I think it happened, to be honest.
Yeah. So all of that put together, it's a five for me. I hate it. I hate all of it.
Yeah. 100% it's a five.
Yeah. Next note I have is the Bi Pride bracelet. Lover Era, chock full of ridiculousness, right?
Oh my god. Anger wise, that is a five.
Right.
Because that is the most annoying thing ever.
So for those of you who don't know, what happened is during the Lover Era, I think Taylor did something where she invited secret sessioners to make bracelets like there with like little beads and different colors or whatever. And one of them had recently like come to terms with her own sexuality. So she made one that said proud and it had the the color of the beads were the bi pride colors. And she was bi. She did this on purpose. She meant it to represent like bi pride. And Taylor chose to wear it and take a picture of it with other bracelets and turn it so you could see all the beads. So you could see the word proud, which of course, you know, pride, proud, you know, that's associated with the LGBT community. And posted it to Instagram. And a lot of people thought it was her coming out as bi.
Because there was context. It wasn't like, love these bracelets my sessioner has made for me or anything like that. It was just, I think there was no caption. Or it was like a heart or something.
Some hearts,
simple.
Some emojis, something like
right.
that.
Right. But there was no words, I don't think.
There are other bracelets caption. That have beads that you can't read. She could have turned the beads. She didn't even have to pick that one if she didn't want to, but she did.
I mean, she didn't have to put a picture on Instagram either way. She does multiple right. senior sessions.
Right.
And
there
like,
was, there was tons
she doesn't
of,
normally post pictures, I don't think, of
just that one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's different things that come out of the different sessions, like the buy Rice Krispies treats, which we're not even going to talk about. I can't get into that in this episode. There's an episode on the Patreon of me melting down about that for
and me being like, oh my God, who cares?
I could not go. If you want to go find that, it's probably, it's called something like, I think it has Rice Krispies treats in the title. Just search Rice Krispies treats or it's on the Kaler tag. So if you want to hear about those. Yeah, this is a 5 for me. She did not have to show the word proud. She didn't have to wear it at all. A lot of people thought she came out. And what really pisses me off is Swifty, who made it, isn't even a Gaylor, not a dark Gaylor creep or any of that. Seems like a nice person, got completely harassed and bullied because Swifties were like, oh, you're trying to out her, trying to make her say she isn't, you're disgusting. You know, it was bad. So like, and then Taylor didn't say anything, by the way.
Well, also, this person, they did think she was going to come out in Lover Era, but she didn't. So now they don't think that she's gay, right? But also, I think they were harassed so much that now they're very, like, anti. But, like, how could you not be? I can't blame them because they were being harassed all the time. And, like, I'm sure
I would be downright homophobic after that.
Yeah. Well, they weren't being, I think they were being sent death threats by other 50s, not from Gaylor.
Yeah, but I'd pretend to hate gay people just so nobody ever thought I did that again.
Yeah, because now I think she does on her blog is always like really anti-Taylor, but like I think it's because she was harassed like really badly.
Right, and that just is on Taylor. Taylor put her on that blast like that. Taylor used her platform and got this random bi girl harassed, and it's just like, Taylor, yeah, you know, you could have said something like you didn't. It's just, that's a 5 for me. And a ton of people, there was just many, many, many articles that were written after that that said Taylor Swift just came out as bi, we think. And
right.
It's just like,
there was articles like that during the whole era.
Right. I mean, yeah. But particularly
for only
for
her to be like, actually.
We've mentioned it before, but that Lover Era episode goes into high detail about all of this stuff. But it's a 5 for me. I hate it.
Yeah, it's a 5. I agree.
So the next note I have is the man, specifically the fact that she said the song isn't about what I would do differently if I were a man. The song is about how I would be perceived differently if I was a man. And of course, in the song, she says, you know, what's it like to brag about getting bitches and models? So she's right. saying, you know, the man is about stuff she already does, but it's not okay because she's a woman.
Right.
And society perceives it differently because she's a woman. She laments that in the song, but she also says, you know, what's it like to get to brag about getting bitches and models?
Right.
And also just insinuating, I get bitches and models, but it's different because I'm a woman. And to me, that's just like real gay.
Yeah.
Also, her in drag is like, anybody, straight people do drag if you want to do drag. It's, you know, but drag is like, queer culture, and
I mean, it just is. Like,
it is. But you know what I always obsess over? Talk about this.
Yeah.
It's like I swear to God, she was like packing something because she like
I don't know, maybe
she says there's all sorts of stuff. She's in her drag outfit, and she's like, "There's all sorts of stuff going on here. I can't even tell you what because it's a family show." And it's like, Taylor, what's going on with your outfit?
Yeah.
And like, you know, I just feel like, and I almost think like, was it for visual effect? Which sure, You know, you kind of need whatever. But I feel like they, you know, they probably did it like to change her like attitude and like put her in character. And then it's just like, oh my God, like Taylor, you're so, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The man is very gay, but specifically how she says, no, this is all stuff you do, but perceive it the wrong woman. And then the song is about like fucking bitches and models. And it's like, oh, yeah. You do that, Taylor? And it's like, yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly Lily Donaldson. Everybody go listen to the Tilly episode, Tilly Revisited. It's up now.
She would be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, it's ridiculous. Okay, so, but to me, that doesn't drive me insane, though. That's like,
no.
It's very gay. It's like a four gay, a two. It's, you know, for me.
Yeah.
The next one I have is the infamous, whenever Hetler's get out, community I'm not a part of, I get out. Gay pride makes me.
Five angry.
Five angry. Five gay. You know, 10 unhinged. In Miss Americana, Taylor is listing. She says all the things that make me. She starts listing things, and in the list, she includes gay pride. That's crazy for a straight person to say. Crazy that it is in a documentary that she produced and had final say on, final edit on, and that is in there. Just, I don't even know. I mean, no straight person should ever say gay pride makes me. Ever. That's so inappropriate, if you ask me. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. As far as like someone saying that, if you're like, I think it's weird no matter what, but if you're someone who has been like a very loud and outspoken, passionate ally for like years and years and years, I would let it slide. Like, I wouldn't be mad about it. I would just be like, you know, that was kind of like, you're maybe overstepping a bit.
But hey, like, you've made it part of your brand. You've given money. You've given your platform away to like gay people again and again and again and again. And yeah, maybe it is a big part of your life. Like, you're so proud of your allyship.
Right. But, like, she doesn't do that.
She's so never done that. You know, we got Kurt Hummel in the Mean music video, and, like, that was every year, you know? Like,
yeah.
But it's just, it's so weird. There's, to me, there's just no straight explanation, unless she's just a horrible person, which she might be. But still, it's just, there's just nothing for this. And this is like, it drives me nuts, but it's also one of the gayest things she's ever said or done.
Right. Agreed.
Next thing I have on the list is that she does listen to Girl in Red. Kind of a joke, because Girl in Red like talked about Taylor like in an article, like a big interview for her new album. She was like, oh, Taylor Swift, big inspiration for me. And so, yeah, Taylor does like to shout out other artists, particularly women. And so she did that. Of course, she had to go do it on Diana's birthday, who, if I'm right about everything, is the female muse of Red for the falling in love songs, not the breakup songs. So that's kind of funny, but could just be a coincidence. But there is an internet meme that started in 2019, I believe, maybe 2018. Where you say, do you listen to Girl in Red to find out if a girl is into other girls? And so Taylor does.
Yes. It's definitely has connotations to the point where, to me, in my opinion, honestly, I don't think it means anything about her sexuality, but to me, it's enough to say she's not that bothered of people talking about it, because I'm sure she knows about that meme and she just put it on her story without caring. So, like, I don't think she's that mad if people are like, is Taylor Swift gay? Like, I think she's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. But also, this is something I've talked about with people before, but it's kind of funny how I think recently, within the past year or so, Spotify pushes all these indie niche gay artists so much that now it's hard to tell if people, like, when they tell me who they listen to, if they're gay or not. But then at the same time, I'm like, okay, but anyone who's like a heavy Spotify user is probably gay anyway. But like,
Spotify's really gay.
It's like to be like making playlists and like really into it
Diana.
is. Yeah. But the casual Spotify users know, but like people who are into it, like going through all these playlists and making their own and like searching for new music on there, kind of get coded. But yeah, it's like, it's just funny because like a couple years ago, like these artists were all, like, I won't say exclusively listened to by gay people, but like much more so. But now it's like, this is stuff Spotify keeps pushing. So now it's harder to sell. It's like how like Doc Martens and stuff were like different like outfits became more.
Yeah, like in the 90s, like metrosexual, like straight guys started to really groom themselves a lot. And so they came out with a whole different word for it. And it's
men
like,
take a shower and finally there's a word for it.
Right, right. It's metrosexual. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that, I feel like that's like a thing. Like,
yeah.
But, or maybe that's the 2000s. I don't really know when that term got popular.
I don't
but,
know.
Yeah, like it gets harder to tell, or like, is he gay or just European kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, this is a one or two for me. It's really not that big a deal. It being on Diana's birthday, of course, tickles me, but, you know, it's just, it doesn't make me angry or feel that unhinged, but it is a treat, I guess. Do you want to go next? The quote you like about Treacherous?
Oh, sure. So, Treacherous, which is widely called one of her gayest songs by a lot of us, she says, I wrote Treacherous with Dan Wilson, and we came up with a way to say, you know, this is dangerous, and I realize that I might get hurt if I go through with this, if I move forward with you, but I want to, you know? It's like that kind of conflicted feeling of it being a risk every time you fall in love, especially with certain types of people.
What type of people, Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Treacherous is an extremely gay song. You know, I'll do anything you say if you say it with your hands. Put your lips close to mine as long as they don't touch. Really gay. Written in spring 2012 when she was hanging out with Diana all the time. And yeah, that quote, just it's it being so dangerous, the risk to fall in love with certain types of people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That doesn't make me angry at all because I feel like it's
no.
just the truth. But that's a soft four, hard three for me, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also have a quote about a song, what she said about Wildest Dreams, which is, you know, does have some he, him pronouns, but the original lyrics, I believe, were you. And also there's like the sneaking away, you know, we'll get out of the city. There's also in the original lyrics, like, better not let anybody find out, kind of. I think is one of the lyrics, or that's what the lyric means, whatever it is. That's what she's communicating in the song. But she gave an interview and she said, I think the way I used to approach relationships was very idealistic. I used to go into them thinking, maybe this is the one. We'll get married and have a family. This could be forever. Whereas now I go in thinking, how long do we have on the clock before something comes along and puts a wrench in it, or your publicist calls and says, this isn't a good idea. Now, this song comes out in 1989. We're meant to believe that most you know, male music, Harry Styles, or, you know, any maybe a mystery famous guy. What in what world is Taylor's publicist calling her being like, oh, Harry's not a good idea? Like, that was a dream star match.
Well, I don't think it's supposed to be about Harry.
I guess not, because it's sort of supposed to be about the fallout after Harry. But again, like, when what guy is out there that Taylor's not allowed to date? Because she's dated every type of guy. Older,
if
younger.
If I want to channel my inner Nat, I would say Maddie Healy.
Yeah, maybe. Damn, you just blew that up. Honestly.
I don't know if the timeline works. I'm not sure when they were talking.
I think it works fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not that gay quote.
Maybe not.
I think this idea that her publicist is telling her, you know, don't rush into things, this isn't a good idea, is kind of gay. Because I do think most types of guys Taylor is allowed to date. Maybe not Maddie.
Here's my Maddie debunk, though.
Okay, let's have it.
He's only
She's
5'11".
Too old for him. Huh?
Well, that too. No, he's only 5'11". And she's like 5'10". Like, they're not that much of a different height.
Oh yeah, she wouldn't be losing it over how tall he is.
I wouldn't think so.
Is he
But I
handsome as
mean,
hell? I don't know what he looks like.
actually, okay, here's the thing. This is just vibes wise. This is not based in any type of reality or like
We
whatever, like no
rarely do
empirical
that on
fact.
this
Well, I know, but
podcast.
I try.
I'm
There's
kidding.
no
I'm kidding.
empirical fact here. I'm just saying, to me, the song reads as a guy who's sort of like kind of gentlemany, like classy, classic kind of look. That's maybe it's just my vibe, but like he's so tall and handsome as hell is absolutely not how I would describe Maddie. Maddie's very rough. He's like, you could be like, sure, he's hot, I guess. Like, if you, I mean, I was kind of had like a thing with Maddie for a while when I was young, but like, I would not describe him as handsome as hell. Handsome to me has a vibe of like a kind of classic, just like who looks really rough and is kind of messy and greasy and doesn't shower.
Yeah, I
But
think what
I
we've got in our
don't know.
head is the music video guy, like that
Yeah.
actor, like that sort of
Well, I don't know.
classic look.
I could be wrong, but like just the word handsome to me is not usually how you would just like his look is like I could see you being like he's hot in like a bad boy sort of dirty
Right.
way. But like I don't know
Well,
handsome.
it doesn't
But
sound
it
like
could
he's
just be the
tall at
song.
all compared to her,
No, I
or
don't think he
really
is.
in general,
He's
like.
right, he's 5'11", which like and that's if he's not lying. Oh, he said he's 5'10". So he's the
So he's
same height
her
as her.
height. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So it's not Maddie, but it could be some bad boy. There's also an idea. It's about Alexander Skarsgård, who I think was married. And so if there's like an affair, I could be wrong about that. Or he had a girlfriend. And so maybe it's an affair vibe. So it's like, that's why we've got to sneak
Could be.
around. He is very, very tall. But I'm not saying who it's about, but I am saying the fallout of maybe a relationship with a woman is what has got her so anxious.
It could be, yeah.
And this doesn't make me mad. It's like, you know, but
No.
it's kind of gay.
It is, yeah.
Now you've got a couple here that you want to note.
Yeah. So one that I put is her being obsessed with killing Eve and specifically being like, oh, Villanelle's the most lovable villain, blah, blah, blah. Only gay people are into Villanelle, dude. No, I'm just kidding. Like, kind of, though. That's the thing. Okay, here's what I'll say. I think the show got a bit bigger as time went on, maybe a bit. But like in 2019, I was very, well, actually, I don't want to put that on. Since I was very involved in the fandom, but what I'm gonna say is like most people who watch Killing Eve are gay, like generally, if you're like really into it. Like, yeah, sure, you can like casually watch it or whatever. Only debunk I have for that is, or not like debunk, that's not the word, but you know, the counter argument is that she was a big Grey's Anatomy fan, so she may have just watched it because Sandra was in it and then got into it that way.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor's always gotten out, you know.
She always does. That's what makes me crazy. And
She's
the same
always
thing with
gotten out.
relationships too.
Yeah.
It's always like that. It's like perfect. It's cr actually kind of crazy.
She's always gotten out. Yeah, Killing Eve. I think I got into it like right after the second season aired. And I'm not like a stan or anything, but I love it. And I was, of course, enthralled by Villanelle and the queer vibes of the show. And yeah, it's really gay to be like, I'm obsessed with Killing Eve, especially Villanelle.
Yeah, for sure.
What ranking are we giving this?
I'll give it a 4 out of 5.
For how gay it
It
is?
doesn't make me angry
Right.
or anything like that, but like, it's a pretty gay show to be like, this is my favorite show.
Yeah. I don't know that I would go that high just because, you know, like you said, the Sandra Oh out and like
Well,
Taylor,
I'm
I
saying out
think.
of context, it would be 4, but with
Right, right,
maybe. Maybe more like a 2 or 3.
Yeah,
Yes.
but you know, Taylor. So the last point you have is that Taylor made during Lover Era, her playlists were chock full of LGBT artists.
Yeah, they were. And some of them were like very gay artists. Like the Japanese House, for example, is someone who I've been a fan of since day one when no one even knew she was a girl or a guy. But here's the out that she has because she always does. The Japanese House got, I don't want it to sound like I'm saying he made her famous because he didn't, But she got recognized because of the 1975. Like she opened for them on their tour, and she was friends with Maddie. So he did help her in terms of like visibility. She's extremely talented, like a female producer, which is not common. And like self does everything herself. So she's very, very talented. But he did help her get more of like a mainstream sort of, not mainstream, but like, more following.
So
And
this has
so
become
he
very
credited
straight
that.
because it's like Taylor's secret boyfriend is like, oh, you should check this.
I mean, it's like 5 years later.
I mean, who knows, you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of teasing, but yeah, I mean, and there's tons of gay artists on these playlists, just all throughout them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that doesn't make me mad. I'm actually glad. I mean, because Taylor giving these people a boost is huge for them.
Right.
I guess you could argue maybe she doesn't make all the playlists.
Yeah, maybe not. You would also argue that she was just in her gay rights era, so she was, of course, gonna like shout out some artists who are gay
Right,
and
but she
don't get.
won't be happy about it.
Right.
I mean, I that's pretty gay to me. I don't know, like at least a three, if not maybe a
Yeah.
hard two. I don't know, but
Yeah.
as far as lyrics go, I feel like there should maybe should almost be a separate episode. I mean, there's too many to list. I think all in one go, like that would have to be a separate thing. But of
It
course,
would, but I think there's two songs that are like, well,
go
there's a
for
couple
it.
songs that are just like, okay, this is like big enough to be talked about.
Shout them out. Shout them out, at least.
Okay, number one for me is Seven, when she says, you won't have to hide in the closet. So,
Insane.
right. And of course, the Straight Swifties are like, oh my God, it's about abuse, and you guys are taking it to project your desires onto Taylor or whatever. But like, she chose those words so explicitly when there's so many other things that could have been said that I also think it's funny that Swifties are like, oh my God, it's in about an abused child, as if some like being gay isn't a reason that kids get abused all the time. But like, okay. Yeah, but that one's very explicit enough that I
And
think
of
it
course, the muse of that
deserves
song
a
is like a
spot.
childhood love that is like a girl, like
Yeah.
playing with dolls and wearing braids. And, you know, in the 90s in Pennsylvania, that's a girl, you know?
Right.
And Seven's super gay. Yeah.
And then, of course, Betty. We all know Betty. Good old Betty.
I was looking back at my blog, and one of the things I said the day before Folklore came out is like, I'm calling it. There's going to be a, like, a Willowa song on Folklore, and there almost
Yeah.
was.
Well, right, until she
Honestly,
was
the
like,
way she did it is
actually.
even gayer. Like pussying out and being scared to do it is like when the gay, like, you know, her being
Well,
like,
that's
no.
why I say we did. I think we may have done a whole episode where I talked about this. I'm sure we didn't because I never shut up repeating the same stuff. But like that, to me, if you take her like firmly trying to say over and over like that Betty has, or I'm sorry, that James has to be a guy, and it has to be from a guy perspective, and take the like whole Betty situation from Long Pond and all of that combined, it's like either she's kind of homophobic, in my opinion, honestly, or it's because she's like, oh my God, I don't want people to think that this means I'm gay because I
Yeah.
am, right? Because like most, in my opinion, I would think a normal good ally would just be like, oh, I root from a guy's perspective, but like all these people are taking it to be like a gay song, and like I'm so happy about that and I love that interpretation. But instead she's just like, no, it's a guy, it's a guy, it's a guy. So it's like, okay, either you're like upset that people think it's because you don't want to be associated, like how could anyone ever think I would write a gay song, like that's disgusting, kind of, or it's
Right.
like, oh, I just don't want people to say that because like it's
I'm trying to
true,
hide that I'm gay.
right?
Yeah. I think a lot of this comes back to like either Taylor's kind of the worst or she's a, you know, a poor closeted gay baby.
Yeah.
But certainly that. And Betty, I think, is really gay. I mean, I think Betty's a little gayer than some gaylers give it credit for.
Yeah.
And there's so many lyrics. There's so many lyrics. I don't even want to get into right now, because like we'd kind of be here all day, but and so many songs, and then this is like essentially mostly like without any ships. You know, this is like, let's take the Babe music video out of it. Let's take Wonderland out of it. You start talking about all this. I mean, it's kind of crazy how much there. And this is without all the ships, which there are right. Masterpost upon Masterpost upon Masterpost, T upon T, you know, rumor, gossip, other signaling, and like, you know, this is just being Taylor mostly. And yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I'll give seven and Betty. Betty pisses me up because Betty gave.
Oh my god, five.
I give it all fives because you had all these 50s being like, it's, you know, it's childhood. They're kids. They're not, you know, having sex. You perverts. You know, you nasty gays. Like, it's, no, like right. It's childhood love, but it's still between two girls. Like, it has nothing to do with sex. Like, but you know, it just set us all up. She really set us up. She really is setting us up nonstop.
Always does. Yeah.
She's just setting us up always. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm just realizing in this moment. It's like almost a sport to her. You know.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, the clay birds that she's like having Swifties shoot down out of the sky and she's like shooting us, and you know, it's like
sport.
But
it's a sport.
That's my last Adam. Guys, I'm sure we missed a ton. Come let me know. You can come find me on Tumblr at whatiwillsay.tumblr.com. You want to go follow Kara? She's at that skeptical bitch Kara. Tumblr.com. And if we miss some, please come let us know. Like, send in a message or whatever. And we'll like discuss it, you know, at some point. We'll get to it. If you really like this style of episode, first of all, if you like the podcast and you support me, you can do so on Patreon. And we have a bunch of episodes like that are more in this format where it's like we're just sort of ranking things. We've got a list of things and we're just going to talk about all of them all as we everything from our favorite Gaylor Swift cinematic universe characters such as like Ashley and Claire and all of them to like we've ranked all our favorite fast food restaurants. So if you like the vibe of this, there's a lot there. There's also like 90 other hours of bonus content, as well as like Inti came on to the pod on the Patreon and chatted with me about Swiftcon. So what I will say on Patreon, you can check that out. We're kind of on Twitter at what I will say pod, but we don't use it, but if you want to go follow, we're there. We might start using it. And with all that being said, please stay safe in 2021. Please get vaccinated in 2021. And
gaslight gatekeeping girl boss in 2022.
Exactly. Bye, everybody.